Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. We thank you, Lord, for your helps you have sent into our lives. Thank you for breakthroughs we have experienced. Thank you, Lord, for showing us kindness. Thank you for blessing us with good things, beautiful things, even things we did not ask for. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for opening doors that the enemy have closed against us. Thank you, Lord, for your peace that fills our lives. An environment. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your words of promises, your words of prophecies that are coming to pass in our lives. We thank you for your power that you have released into our lives to perform your will in our lives and situations. Thank you, faithful Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to accomplish things our human strength and wisdom could not accomplish. Thank you for your divine protection and preservation that is upon us and our family members. We also thank you for destroying the works of the enemy that were fashioned against us. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the plans of agents of darkness that were against us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for a glorious future that you have placed ahead of us. We thank you for a beautiful future you have created for us. And we thank you because we know that you will take us into that future. Thank you, Lord. We have come together again before your throne, before your presence, to seek your face and to pray, O Lord, according to your mercies. Hear us and answer us tonight in the name of Jesus. We want to see changes happen in our lives. We want to see growth happen in our lives. We want to experience elevation. We want to experience your interventions. Father, visit us tonight and do all of these things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will give us even more than we have asked. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe His will shall prevail in your life. Even as we pray in this hour. Amen. We are going to sing some songs before we go into prayer points. Adonai, we worship you, Son of God, you are so good, Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, we worship you. We worship you, Lord, Son of God. You are so good. You are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. Lion of Judah. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High, Jehovah. You are the Most High God, King of Glory. You are the Most High, Lord of Lords. You are the Most High God, Ancient of Days. You are the Most High. King of kings, you are the Most High God, miracle worker, you are the Most High, mighty Redeemer, you are the Most High God, Almighty God, you are the Most High, Almighty God, you are the Most High God, Jehovah, you are the Most High, Jehovah, you are the Most High God. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How wonderful is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, who is wonderful, it's Jesus. Who is powerful? It's Jesus. Who is mighty? It's Jesus. Who is merciful? It's Jesus. Who is so loving? It's Jesus. Who is gracious? It's Jesus. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah, shout hallelujah, hallelujah, shout hallelujah, hallelujah, shout hallelujah, hallelujah. There is none like you. There is none like you, Lord Jesus. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. Holy, are you, Lord? All creation call you God. Worthy is your name. We worship Your majesty, awesome God, awesome God, how great thou art, your Lord, you are Lord, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. We stand in awe. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. Have your will, Lord. Have your way. Have your will, Lord. Have your way. Sing it. Have your will, Lord. Have your way, O Lord. Have your way. Sing it if you want him to have his way. Have your way, Lord, in our lives. Have your way in our midst. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way in our situations. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. Sing it if you want him to have his way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. As we worship you. Have your way, Lord. As we praise you. Have your way. Jesus, have your way, Lord. As we pray, have your way, oh Lord, have your way. This is your house, this is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, this is your home, your home. We welcome you today. We welcome you today. We welcome you today. This is your house, Lord Jesus. This is your house. This is your home. Your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house. Your we welcome you today. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you today. We want to see your glory. We want to see your glory. We want to know your grace. We want to know your grace. We want to feel your presence. We want to feel your presence. We want to see your face. We want to see your face. Oh Lord, we humbly bow before you to listen for your voice. To listen for your voice. And Lord, we welcome you into this place. 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 We want to see your glory. We want to see your glory. We want to know your grace. We want to feel your presence. We want to see your face. Oh Lord, we humbly bow before you to listen for your voice. And Lord, we welcome you into this place. Lord, we welcome you into this place. Lord, we welcome you into this place. Lord, we welcome you into this. Lord, we welcome you into this place. 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 Savior, he can move the mountains. The Lord is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountains. Yes, Lord. The Lord is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountains. The Lord is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Hallelujah. I'll begin to worship him. Continue to worship him. Continue to worship him. Worship the King of Israel. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Hosts, the Rock of Israel, the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in winning battles. Worship him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Worship him. Praise him with the whole of your heart. Praise him with the whole of your mind. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. King of Israel, we worship you. Lord of hosts, we worship you. Lion of the tribe of Judah. The roots of Jesse. The bright morning star. The one who was and is to come. The Savior of mankind. The restorer of our souls. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth. You are highly exalted, far above kingdoms and thrones and powers and dominions and principalities. You are highly exalted, far above them all. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Who can stand against you? We worship you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praise. Amen. We're going to pray this Thanksgiving prayer. You're going to talk to the Lord. You're going to say, Father, I thank you for your power is great. I thank you for your power is enough for me. You're going to say, Father, I thank you for your power is great. And it is enough to save me. It is enough to help me. It is enough to transform my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. So Lord, thank you for your power is great. And thank you for giving me access to your power. Thank you for your power is enough for me. Is enough to save me. Your power is enough to deliver me. Your power is enough to heal me. Your power is enough to help me. Your power is enough to fight for me. Your power is enough to defend me. Your power is enough to protect me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power. Thank you for your power. For your power is great, greater than my limitations, greater than my weaknesses, greater than my battles. Thank you, Jesus, for your power. For your power is great. Thank you for your power is great. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're also going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you for the peace you give. Thank you for the peace you have given me that the world cannot give. You're going to say, Father, thank you for the peace you have given me that I cannot find in this world. Thank you for your peace. Open your mouth and begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Some people, they thought they could find peace in this world. Then maybe they found it for 24 hours, for one day, or for 2 days. And thereafter, they lost peace again. But we thank God for the peace that he has given. Not the kind that the world can give. Not the kind that can be found in this world. Thank you, Father, for your peace you have given. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace. In a world full of troubles, in a world full of sorrows, in a world full of pains, in a world full of obstacles, persecutions, temptations, you have given me peace. Thank you, Father. In a world full of confusion, you have given me peace. Peace in my spirit. Peace in my soul. Peace in my mind. You have given. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Peace in my family, peace in my environment, peace in my body system, peace all around. Thank you, Jesus, for your peace that you have given. Such peace that cannot be found in this world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You know that if you allow the Lord lead the way, there will not be limitations in your life. If you allow the Lord lead the way, there will not be limitations in your life. At a time, God told Moses, he said, I can no longer go with you people, you and the children of Israel, you can continue the journey. I can't go along with you people anymore. But Moses, who was a wise man, he said, God, we will not go anywhere until you go with us. Because he knows that the journey will become easy when the Lord leads the way. He knows that victory is sure when the Lord leads the way. He knows that limitations will disappear when the Lord leads the way. So he told God, he said, we will not go anywhere. You have to follow us. You have to go with us. So now ask yourself that in the journey of your life, who is leading the way? Who has been leading the way? Is it the Lord or you? Is it the Lord or your selfishness? Is it the Lord leading the journey of your life or your selfish ambitions? Is it the Lord leading the journey of your life or your lust and pride? Yeah. So you should ask yourself that question. So you are going to pray. I repeat, if the Lord leads the way, there shall be no limitations. And the journey becomes easy when the Lord leads the way. I am someone that will not move until the Lord leads. And I don't care, I stayed there for years. I don't care. I don't care how many years I have to wait until the Lord leads. Because I know that when the Lord leads, there shall be no limitations. And the journey becomes smooth when the Lord leads the way. You're going to pray. I don't know if you really care that the Lord leads the journey of your life. You're going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, I hand over the journey of my life into your hands. Lead the way. You're going to say, oh Lord, I hand over the journey of my calling, the journey of my ministry, the journey of my destiny into your hands. Oh Lord, lead the way. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray sincerely from your heart, like you mean it. Say, oh Lord, I hand over the journey of my life into your hands. I hand over the journey of my home, my marriage, into your hands. I hand over the journey of my career and calling and business into your hands. I hand over the journey of my destiny into your hands. Oh Lord, lead the way. Oh Lord, lead the way, and I will follow. 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 Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, when the Lord was leading the children of Israel, even the Red Sea could not stop them, because the Lord was leading the way. Even the Red Sea parted into two before them. Say, oh Lord, I hand over the journey of my life into your hands. Lead the way, and I will follow. Lead the way, and I will follow. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, David's life was so great and glorious because he handed over the journey of his life to God. Go and study about David in the Bible. Since the time he was a shepherd boy in the forest, in the wilderness, till he ascended the throne, he handed over the journey of his life to God's hands. Hardly would David make any decision or take any step without seeking the Lord's opinion about it. Hardly will David do anything without seeking the Lord's direction. How have you been living your life? Are you in the will of God? Is your life governed by the will of God? Do you ask for the will of God in every situation? Do you care to know the will of God about every situation? And then you are praying that God make you great. How will you become great? If you don't care about the will of God, you don't care about the will of God concerning your career, concerning your business, you don't care about the will of God concerning each day of your life, how you should live each day of your life. And then you want to become great. I mean, you want God to make you great. Of course, there are people who are great in quotes, but it's not God who took them there. It was maybe their manipulations, or maybe Satan took them to that position of greatness in court. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You need to be like David, who will hardly do anything without seeking the Lord's opinion, without seeking the will of God. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that always seek your will, seek for your will, seek for your opinion, seek for your instructions before decisions, before making decisions. Say, Father, give me that kind of heart that we hardly do anything without seeking your face. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. You have no excuse. Some people will say, but I can't hear from God. I can't hear God's voice, so how would God even speak if I seek his face? Have you sought his face first? Have you asked him first? And see if he will not speak to you. You don't have to hear a voice to be led by God. Say, oh Lord, give me an heart that always seeks for your will and instructions and directions before making life decisions, before making destiny decisions. Give me that kind of heart that seeks for your will in all things. Give me such heart that seeks for your will in all things. Give me that kind of heart, O Lord, that seeks for your will in all situations. Thank you, Lord. Give me a heart that seeks for your will and direction before making decisions. Give me such heart, O Lord, that will not move until you lead. The children of Israel, they are willing to stay in one place for years until God begins to move. They always see the sign. So they always know when it is time to decamp and start moving. And they always know when they have to camp and not move. Yeah, and they are ready to wait for years until God leads the way. Say, oh Lord, give me a heart, give me a heart that is willing to wait until you lead. That is willing to wait forever until you lead. Until you guide me. Give me that kind of heart. Give me that kind of heart that don't rush. Give me that heart that waits for your direction, that waits for your voice, that waits for your instructions. Give me such kind of heart, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. A lot of pastors, ministers of God, which I know some of you here are ministers of God. A lot of ministers of God have failed God because they don't allow him to lead the way. You don't allow him to lead the flock, the church or the ministry. In those days, pastors would stay in their rooms or in their prayer rooms, praying for hours, asking God for the message to preach to the people. Yeah, they would lock the door in the room. I mean, lock the door on themselves. And they will begin to seek God's face and say, God, what should I teach these people? What should I preach to these people? Give me the message. It's not as if they don't know the Bible. They know the Bible. Yeah, they have the knowledge of the truths in the Word of God. But they understand that except the Lord leads the way, they cannot succeed in ministry. They understood that except the Lord leads the way, it will be hard for any of the church members to make heaven. It will be hard for them to harvest their souls to heaven. So they know that it's not about the knowledge in their heads. They know it is about God leading the way. So they would pray, some of them pray 6 hours, 8 hours, just asking for a message from God. Oh Lord, give me a message, I will pray to these people. And when they finally get the message, they will just preach a very simple sermon. And you see miracles happening everywhere. You see revival everywhere. You see the lives of people transforming. Why? Because they allowed the Lord to lead the way. You're going to pray. We have lost a lot in this generation because we don't let God lead anymore. In fact, we don't even care. And that made us lose so much. So much. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I repent today . I welcome you to lead the journey of my life, because you know my life before I was born. Even before I was conceived, you know the A to Z of my life. You know the Alpha and Omega of my life. You know all of my life. Say, Lord, I repent today. I welcome you into my life. Come and lead. Come and lead. Open your mouth and pray like that. Nihishede ten haradala. Come and lead. Oh Lord, come and lead. Enough of me leading my life. Enough of me leading my life with my wisdom, with my smartness. Enough of that. Oh Lord, come and lead my life. Come and lead my life. I believe you're passionate about this prayer point. Talk to God. Say, Father, I welcome you into my life. I acknowledge that only you know the journey of my life. Only you know tomorrow. even before tomorrow comes. Only you know next week, even before next week comes. Only you know next years, even before they come. I acknowledge that only you know the journey of my life on earth. Come into my life and lead. Come and lead my life. I don't know if you are really sincere about this prayer. So Lord, come and lead my life. Come and lead my life. Enough of me leading. Enough of me controlling my affairs. Come and control. Lord, come and lead. Come and have your way. I surrender all. Come and lead my life. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, come and lead my life. I repent today. I surrender all unto you. Come and lead the journey of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Do you know that many Christians are suffering? I mean, suffering for you, because God is not the one leading their lives. Yeah, you know what the Bible says in Psalm 23? It says, the Lord is my shepherd. What does a shepherd mean? The leader of the flock. So the Lord is my shepherd. Now, don't forget that that man is also a leader. The man that wrote that psalm, David, was a leader. Yeah, so which means that the fact that you are a leader doesn't mean you should lead. Yeah. The fact that you are a leader doesn't mean the leading job is in your hands. Yeah. You let God do the leading and then you follow. Yeah. Then those that are behind you, those that are your followers or disciples or those that are under you, then they follow you as you follow the real leader. Yeah. So many Christians are suffering today because the Lord is not their shepherd. They have gone into another path that God is not. And that is why they are suffering. And I love the next thing the writer of that Psalm 23 said. I love the next thing he said. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. And then he said, I shall not want. Meaning that I will lack nothing. Because the Lord is the one leading the way. So when the Lord is the one leading, poverty will disappear in your life. Poverty will disappear in your life. When the Lord is the one leading your life, you will lack nothing. Because He will lead you to the place where your food is. So you're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. They're going to say, Father, I welcome you into my life as my shepherd. Lead my life so that I lack nothing. Lead my life so that I lack nothing. It is evident that when he is not leading, you will lack many things. But when he is leading, you will not lack. Say, Father, I welcome you into my life as my shepherd. Lead my life so that I lack nothing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. When the Lord is leading you, you will not lack solution to problems. When the Lord is leading, so I welcome you into my life as my shepherd. Lead my life so that I lack nothing. Lead my life so that my children lack nothing. Lead my life so that my family lack nothing. Lead my life, O Lord. Welcome to my shepherd. Lead my life. Thank you, Lord. Lead my life. Lead my life. Lead my life. Lead my life. In the name of Jesus. In Romans 8, verse 14. Romans 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So the question is, are you being led by the Spirit of God? Or do you want to be led by the Spirit of God? Yeah, because it is as the Spirit of God leads your life that you will be confirmed as a son of God, as a child of God. It is as the Spirit of God leads you that you are confirming before the angels, before demons, before Satan, before heaven and hell, that you are a child of God. So you are confirming before all creatures that you are a child of God every time you are being led by the Spirit of God. That was how Jesus showed the world that he is a son of that he is the Son of God. That was how Jesus showed every creature that he is the Son of God, and how he was always being led by the Spirit of God. And Jesus was always being led by the Spirit of God. can be with Jesus do anything without being led by the Spirit of God. So I ask you again, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I want to be led by you. I want to be led by you. Make it happen. Make it happen in every day of my life. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I want to be led by you. Make it happen in my life. Make it happen in my life. It is so easy for the Holy Spirit to make it happen. All he needs is your willingness to be led by him. It is so easy for him to lead you. I mean, too easy for the Holy Spirit to lead you. All he wants is the fact that, do you want to be led by him? So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, I am ready to be led by you. Make it happen in my life. Every day. Make it happen in my life. Every day. Make it happen in my business. Yeah. Businessmen or businesswomen that allow the Holy Spirit lead them, they always prosper. You can go and do your you can go and research businessmen who always follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, always prosper. So you're a person in the career. So Holy Spirit, I want to be led by you. Make it happen in my life every day. I want to be the thought of God. These thoughts of my life. The only thing I want to be led by you. You'll be surprised that this prayer we are praying now, you'll be surprised how the Holy Spirit will be speaking to you. If you are praying to him, not that you don't mean it, not hypocritically. Say, Holy Spirit, I want to be led by you. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen in my life every day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. My prayer life became powerful from the time I handed it over to the Holy Spirit. My prayer life became powerful from the moment I handed my prayer life to the Holy Spirit to lead. Okay. Is everyone experienced the interference or the breakage in the network? Our brother said there's some interference in the network. Let me see if another network in the data. All right, I'll check the network. If it has been is still happening in the time. Let me know if it's better now. I mean, right now, if it's better. Okay, it goes on and off. All right. I pray that the Lord give us a good network, a stable network. I was saying that my prayer life became powerful when I handed it over to the Holy Spirit. Meaning that when I allowed the Holy Spirit to lead, then it become very easy for me to pray for a long time and then the prayers become very powerful. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I hand over. I hand over my prayer life into your hands. Lead my prayer life. Lead my prayer life. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, Holy Spirit, I hand over my prayer life into your hands. Say, Holy Spirit, I hand over my prayer life into your hands. I lead the way. Lead my prayer life. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, Holy Spirit, I hand over my prayer life into your hands. Lead my prayer life. Lead my prayer life. Lead my prayer life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Your prayer life becomes powerful when the Holy Spirit leads it. The Holy Spirit lead my prayer life. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? The Bible says that we don't know how to pray. But it is the Holy Spirit that helps our infirmities, as in our weakness in times, in the place of prayer. It is the Holy Spirit that helps our weakness. So meaning that we are weak. We are naturally weak to pray. Yeah, but the Holy Spirit is able to help us with that weakness if we let Him. Yeah, and also because the Holy Spirit is the one that knows what you need. Per time, you don't really know. And even if you know, you don't know how to communicate it to God. Yeah, you don't know how to communicate your needs to God in the best and most powerful way. Because when you are standing before God, even if you are praying with your words, there is a way God would want you to say those words you say to Him in the place of prayer. There's a way God wants you to speak when you're in the place of prayer. There's a way God wants you to think when you're in the place of prayer. That is if you are praying with your own language. Yeah. I mean, the same Holy Spirit can enable you to pray in spiritual languages or known languages. Yeah. Because he's trying to help your weakness, for we don't know how to pray. We don't know how to pray. But when we engage the Holy Spirit, our prayers become powerful to do great things. Our prayer becomes powerful to release great miracles. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take over my prayer life. Do the prayers through me. Yeah, that is how the Holy Spirit wants to help our weaknesses. He wants to do the prayers through you. So more like in praying through your body and spirit. Yeah, that's how the Holy Spirit wants to help our weaknesses in the place of prayer. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, take over my prayer life. Do the prayers through me. Do the prayers through me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray, say, Holy Spirit, take over my prayer line. Take over my prayer line. Do the prayers through my spirit. Do the prayers through my soul. Do the prayers through my body. Holy Spirit, take over my prayer life. Pray like that. The Holy Spirit wants to do your prayers for you. Isn't that wonderful? The Holy Spirit wants to do your prayers for you. He just wanted to release your spirit, soul, and body to Him. And He will begin to pray through them, through your spirit, soul, and body. Say, Holy Spirit, take over my prayer life. Do the prayers through me. Do the prayers through me. Do the prayers through me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Okay, thank you. Amen. I don't know if you have seen it in the scriptures. Where it says that no one can know what is in a man except the spirit of that man. Yeah. And then he says that no one can know what is in the mind of God except the Spirit of God. Yeah, let me read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. It says, for what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Yeah, and in fact, verse 10 says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. The Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. The deep things of God. The Spirit of God searcheth all things. The deep things of God. And then it says, only the Spirit of God can know or knows the things of God. So it means there is a lot for us to gain and enjoy if we hand over our prayer life to the Holy Spirit. Yeah, prayer is not a mechanical thing. The prayer points we do in this ministry is just a guide. The real prayer is what I'm telling you right now. I don't know if you are getting my point. The prayer points we use to pray in this ministry is just to guide you. The real prayer is better than what you are doing now. I know what I'm talking about because I have gone deep in prayer. I have gone very high in prayer. So I know what prayer is. So whatever we are doing here, when we pray with prayer points, it's just a guide. There is more to prayer. In fact, it's not the real prayer. The real prayer is when it is no longer you praying, It is now the Spirit praying. That is the real prayer. Yeah. Because it is the Spirit that knows what is in the mind of God for the time you have found yourself. It is the Spirit that knows what is in the mind of God for the situations you have found yourself. It is the Spirit that knows what you need at times. You don't know what you need. Yeah. Many of us, we just have wants. I want this. I want that. We don't really know what we need. Yeah. But the Spirit knows what you need. And as in what you really need, the Spirit knows. And He knows what is in the mind of God for your life. Yeah. And He knows how to communicate your needs to God. Now you might think, oh, I need a car. But maybe you don't need a car now. Maybe it's something else you need. Maybe it's patience that you need. To be patient. Maybe that is what you need. Yeah. You might think, oh, I need money. Maybe you don't need money. Maybe it's the grace to preach the gospel and win souls. Maybe that is what you need now. The power to preach, the grace to preach and win souls into God's kingdom. Maybe that is what you need now. And in fact, many of the physical things in this world, many of them, there's a way the Holy Spirit will lead you to pray for them. And there's a mindset the Holy Spirit will give you for God to release physical things into your hands. So sometimes what the Holy Spirit will do in your life is to give you the right mindset and to correct your way of life so that you'll be qualified for those physical things you're asking God to give you. Yeah, so it is the Holy Spirit that knows how to really get things from God for you. How to bring things down from heaven into your life. It is the Holy Spirit that knows that. You don't know that. Sometimes maybe what the Holy Spirit wants you to do in your prayer time is just to worship God or to praise God for maybe an hour or 2 hours. Maybe that is just all that you need to do. Maybe you are not supposed to even say anything, then say any prayer request, but just to praise God and worship God for 2 hours. Sometimes that is all that the Holy Spirit will lead you to do in the place of prayer. Because He knows how to bring down your needs from God. Yeah. So that is why you must hand over your prayer life to the Holy Spirit. So you are going to pray again. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I want to always pray according to the will of God. I want to always pray the right prayers per time. Give me the grace to do this. Give me the grace to attain it. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God like that. Say, Holy Spirit, I want to always pray according to the will of God. I want to always pray the right prayers per time. Give me the grace to attain these. Give me the grace to achieve this. Give me the grace to do this. In the name of Jesus, I want to always pray according to the will of God. And I want to always pray the right kind of prayers per time. Give me grace to attain this in the name of Jesus. Give me the grace. Give me the grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There is the way the Holy Spirit came. Can control your body in the place of prayer. Yeah, I think I've said it before. There is a way the Holy Spirit can control your body and position your body in the place of prayer. Yeah, I mentioned to you times to me. I would think in my mind that that I'm done praying. But the Holy Spirit would freeze my body to continue to pray. I mean, I in my mind would think I have prayed enough, so I should stop. But the Holy Spirit would arrest my body or kind of freeze my body and say, telling me that don't stop praying. Continue. Yeah, and there are times that the Holy Spirit will put my body in a certain position to pray. In that position. Yeah, and there are prayers that I do pray without saying a word. Yeah, I don't know if you have seen that before. There are prayers that I pray without saying a word. Yeah, and I'm praying. Yeah, because the Spirit is the one doing the prayers. So all I will do is to position myself correctly and surrender to the Spirit. And then the Spirit continue to pray. So there are prayers that you don't have to say anything. The Spirit will just be flowing out of you doing great things. So there are a lot of discoveries in the place of prayer. There's a lot you discover in the place of prayer when you surrender to the Holy Spirit. Look to those of our Elijah. Put his head in between his thighs for hours praying. Yeah, maybe he was saying some words, maybe he wasn't saying anything. Yeah, but he maintained that position for a long time praying. You need to pray. There is something God will put on your body that will help your prayer life to advance. You're going to see Holy Spirit put your grace on my body. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, put your grace on my body to move me in the same direction you are flowing, or to enable me flow in the same direction you are flowing. Say, Holy Spirit, put your grace on my body to enable me flow in the place of prayer, to enable me flow together with you in the place of prayer. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, put your grace on my body to enable me flow together with you in the place of prayer. Put your grace on my body. Put your grace on my head, on my hands, on my legs, on my feet. Put your grace on my body. Put your grace on my tongue, on my mouth. Put your grace on my body to enable me flow together with you in the place of prayer. Put your grace on me. Put your grace on me. Put your grace on me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. To enable me flow together with you in the place of prayer. Put your grace on my body. When they will flow together with you, Holy Spirit, in the place of prayer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I know there are a lot of folks out there, I mean, a lot of believers out there that have corrupted prayers. I don't know the best way to say it. They have corrupted the practice of prayer. Yeah, because they feel they could pray in tongues, and because of that, they have corrupted the practice of prayer. Yeah. Because even while they are praying in tongues, it is not the Holy Spirit doing the prayers. It is not the Holy Spirit leading the prayers. Yeah, so they feel like, I have this gift of speaking tongues, so I can just go ahead and do it anyhow, anytime, anywhere, because I have that gift of speaking in tongues. That is not how the Holy Spirit that I know operates. That is not how the Spirit of God prays. Yeah. Anyhow, anywhere, anytime. That is not praying in the Spirit. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is not some confused personality that doesn't have a direction. You know that the sea is confused. The sea can just, you know, move any direction. But the river is not like the sea. The river is very calm. And the river has the direction. So the Holy Spirit and His operation is like a river, especially when He's leading you, when He's in control, when the Holy Spirit is in control. He walks like a river. That is what Jesus said, that those that believe on Him, out of their heart shall flow rivers of living waters. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit does not just flow anywhere, anyhow, anytime. I mean, He's not confused. So you can't say that I can. You can't say you have the gift to speak in tongues and then you just feel like you are in control. You are not in control when it comes to prayer. Or maybe I should say, you should not be in control when it comes to prayer. The Holy Spirit must be in control. Yeah, so those people, I mean those believers, they are practicing witchcraft through the gift of the Spirit. Whatever they are doing is witchcraft. Yeah, because they have put themselves in control. Whereas that gift function powerfully when the Holy Spirit is in control. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, put your grace in my spirit. To be able to pray in the same direction you are praying. to be able to flow in the same direction you are moving. Holy Spirit, put your grace in my spirit to be able to speak utterances in prayer that aligns with your utterances. Put your grace in my spirit to be able to say things in prayer that is exactly what you are saying. To be able to think things in prayer that is exactly what you are thinking. Holy Spirit, put that grace in my spirit. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. So Holy Spirit, put your grace in my spirit. That will enable me to pray in the same direction you are praying. To speak the things you say. To think the things you are thinking in the place of prayer. Give me that grace in the name of Jesus. I don't want to do prayer anyhow. I don't want to do my prayers anyhow. I want you to be in control. I want you to be in control. Put your grace in my spirit. Holy Spirit, put your grace in my spirit. Holy Spirit, put your grace in my spirit. To be able to say things in the place of prayer that is exactly what you're saying. To be able to think things in the place of prayer that is exactly what you're thinking. To be able to pray in the same direction you're praying. Put your grace in my spirit to speak utterances, to say utterances. That is exactly what you're saying. Holy Spirit, put that grace in me. Whether I'm praying in tongues or I'm praying in my own words, give me that grace to say exactly what you are saying. Put that grace in my spirit. Put that grace in my spirit. There is a way you will pray, and almost immediately you will know that this prayer has been answered. You will know that this request has been granted. Why? Because the Holy Spirit helped you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, don't forget where you were coming from. Say, why God leads the way, the journey becomes easy. When God leads the journey of your life, limitations breaks in pieces easily. You're going to pray. You're going to say, O Lion of the tribe of Judah. Happy in the journey of my life. And destroy every limitations before me. You're going to say, O Lion of Judah, appear in front. Yeah, I think we should put it that way. Appear in front of the journey of my life and destroy every limitation of darkness before me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Mahashen Gadigala, Tijijen Nebalashtedia, O Lion of Judah, O Lion of Judah, thank you, Lord, appear in front of the journey of my life. And destroy all limitations Satan has set before me. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah. Appear in the front, in the forefront of the journey of my life and destroy all limitations of darkness or of darkness before me. Destroy them. Lion of Judah, destroy them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, limitations of witchcraft, Lion of Judah, destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, happy in front of the journey of my life. And destroy limitations of darkness. Destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Every time the children of Israel are moving, or when they are about to start moving or continue their journey, Moses, their leader, would say, he would say, "Arise, O God. And let your enemies be scattered." Yeah. That is what Moses will always say when they're about to continue their journey. He would say, "Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered." Yeah, and the Bible told us how nations used to be terrified when they hear that the Israelites are coming and they are going to pass by their country. You're going to pray. There's a presence of God that will lead the journey of your life. And every time your enemies see that presence, they will run. They will run. You're going to raise up your right hand. To send all the law of hosts. Let your presence let your terrible presence lead the journey of life. And my enemies. Yeah. You're going to say, oh Lord of hosts, let your terrible presence lead the journey of my life and scatter my enemies in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord of hosts, let your terrible presence lead the journey of my life and scatter my enemies now in the name of Jesus. Let your terrible presence lead the journey of my life. Lead the journey of my ministry. Lead the journey of my calling. And scatter my enemies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pray passionately. Say, oh Lord of hosts, let your terrible presence lead the journey of my life and scatter my enemies, both old enemies and new enemies. Let your presence, your terrible presence, scatter them all. As I move forward, let your terrible presence scatter them all. As I make progress, let your terrible presence scatter them all in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And we're going to pray seven prayer points. Then we'll round off the session. You're going to pray. Nothing happens when God leads the way is that He makes a way. When God leads the way, He makes a way. He makes a way in places where there are no ways. Yeah, so that is why you should not be afraid of following God's leading. Even if it looks like it is a dead end. Yeah, you should not be afraid to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Even if it looks like there is nothing profitable that will come out of it. So you don't need to think about what will happen eventually. So you just follow his lead. Yeah, because when he leads the way, he makes the way. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, make ways for me as I follow your leadings. Let ways begin to appear for me in places where there are no ways, in places where ways can normally not be found. Holy Spirit, make ways for me. Create ways for me. Create ways for me. Even if they say that no offer can come from this place, because God is the one leading the journey of your life, He will make offer come from those places. So begin to say, "Oh Lord, make ways for me as you lead the journey of my life, as I follow your leading. Make ways for me in places where there are no ways. Make ways for me." Begin to pray like that. Make ways for me. Make ways for me in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, make ways for me as I follow your leading, as I follow your leadership, as I yield to your control. Oh Lord, make ways for me in the name of Jesus. Even in the systems on earth where there are no ways, Father, make ways for me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Six more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, as I follow your leading, open my eyes to see what you are saying." Yeah, you know, the person in front of you will see whatever is ahead first, before you that is at the back will see. So as God is in front of you, leading the journey of your life, there are things he's seeing that you should also see. Because if you see those things, you will be calm. You'll be very calm, patient, and obedient. Because you know where you are going. And because you are saying where you are going. So God can show you where you are going, where the journey is leading to. You can see the one in front. So he can show you. You're going to say, Father, as I follow your lead, as I follow your leading, open my eyes to see what you are saying. As I follow your leading in the dark of life, open my eyes to see where we are going. Open my eyes to see where you are taking me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The hidden shena tastana, kashene kabashnea, open my eyes to see what you are saying. You are the one leading the journey of my life. Open my eyes to see what you are saying. Open my eyes to see where we are going together. Open my eyes to see where you are taking me. As I follow your lead, in the name of Jesus, open my eyes, Lord Jesus. There are things that I have seen that is keeping me going. And I am not confused. And I am not depressed. Because I know where I'm going. Because I have seen the future. The same should be with you. I mean, the same should be applicable to you. Say, oh Lord, open my eyes to see what you are saying. For you are the leader of my life. You know where my journey will end. Open my eyes to see where we are going together. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have five more prayer points. You're going to pray in Psalm 24. Which is a very common psalm. Yeah, we saw the verse that says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, be lifted up, ye everlasting, that the King of glory may come in. There are gates that must be lifted. You press on in the journey of your life. There are ancient doors that must be opened. As you press forward in the journey of your life. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Almighty God, you are the leader of the journey of my life. Open every gate blocking my progress. Open every door blocking my success. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Almighty God, you are the leader of the journey of my life. Open wide every gate blocking my crossing to the next level. Every gate blocking my rising to the next height. Open those gates now. In the name of Jesus, open every door, every ancient door, stopping my progress into my promised land. Open those doors right now. In the name of Jesus, open those doors. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, cut off my life. Whatsoever I am entangled with that is slowing down my progress in the journey of my life. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, cut off from me and whatsoever I am entangled with that is slowing down my progress in my journey of life. Cut them off in the name of Jesus. I'll begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost, cut off whatever, whatsoever I am entangled with that is slowing down my progress. Slowing down my progress in the journey of my life. Cut them off now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every wind of darkness that I be sent to help us, Lord, to follow a wrong direction in the dark of life. Let the anger of God destroy wind of darkness, sent into my life, storm of darkness, sent into my life to cause me to take a wrong path in the journey of my life. Let the anger of God destroy them now. Begin to pray that, but hush the hand in our heart. Russia de Kotobas de la Nisu Zeshu Zenaglia Mashana Taganabala Ranish de Gisusiana. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every wind of darkness assigned to cause me to take a negative direction, a wrong direction in my journey of life and destiny. Let the hunger of God consume that wind right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, I want you to take note of this. Anything that is attacking your relationship with God, attacking your spiritual life, is also attacking your journey of life. Yeah, anything that weakens your prayer life, weakens your spiritual life, your fellowship with God, is also affecting your journey of life, or your journey in life. So you must not let anything, anything or anyone affect your spiritual life. You must not. Otherwise, you might walk the journey of 1 year, and you might use 10 years to walk the journey of a year. Yeah, you might use 10 years, or even 20 years to walk the journey of 1 year, if you allow your spiritual life, your spiritual walk with God, to go down. So you are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, let fire fall. And destroy every attack, every joint attack of the enemy, all forces of darkness, agents of darkness, to weaken and destroy my spiritual life. Let fire fall and consume them all. Every joint attack, every joint attack coming from forces of darkness, powers of darkness, to weaken and destroy my prayer life, my spiritual life, my relationship with God. Fire of God, consume them. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, let fire fall and destroy combined attacks of the enemy against, coming against my spiritual life and prayer life. Let the fire of God destroy now every combined attack of darkness coming against my relationship with God, coming against my spiritual life, coming against my spiritual growth, be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy him. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to trust God's wisdom. I receive grace to trust God's directions, God's ways, even when I don't understand. You're going to say, I receive grace to trust God's decisions, God's directions, God's leadings, God's ways, even when I don't understand. I receive grace. Begin to pray like that. Even when it doesn't make sense, I receive grace. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Say, I receive grace to trust God's wisdom. I receive grace to trust God's leadings, God's instructions. I receive grace to trust God's directions, even when it doesn't make sense to my mind, even when I don't understand. I receive grace to still obey and follow him in the name of Jesus. I receive grace. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand as I pray for you now. Father, we are so grateful for this hour, this moment of prayer in your presence. We are so grateful for the things you have done during the course of the prayers. Thank you for the wisdom you have taught us. Thank you for the understanding you have given to us during this prayer session. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for showing us the great benefits we stand to gain when we follow your lead, when we follow your leadings and directions. I ask, O Lord, that you help as many that are here right now, as many who have prayed these prayers, I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here to yield to your directions, to yield to your instructions, to yield to your ways in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the Lord will put in you a heart that is not going to make any decision and choice that pertains to life and destiny without consulting God, without seeking God. I pray that the Lord give you that kind of heart in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the will of God you have already and read and learned in the word of God. Receive grace to do them now. In the name of Jesus, the pattern of God, the ways of God, you have already seen and learned in the word. Receive grace to walk in them. Receive grace to do them in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the journey of your life and destiny shall end in glory, shall end in fulfillment, shall end in victory and greatness. In the name of Jesus, all the beautiful things that the Lord wants you to have and possess in this year, I pray that the hand of God release them into your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall receive power and authority to decree and command all the will of God to appear in your life. I pray that the Lord will empower you to command the manifestation of his will in your life. Receive that empowerment now in Jesus' name. thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.